From the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas, it's the Bombastic Blogcast for Monday, February 10th, 2025. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
There yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, the kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. And since it is Monday, let's do the Monday march back to work and get it over with. Come on, straighten your backbone, hold your shoulders back, put a smile on your face, and keep a prayer on your lips, and everything should be okay. I'm putting that word should in quotes, if you don't mind. All right, let's get things officially launched with
the Daily Datagram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. I like this. It says, in communism, man oppresses man. In capitalism, it's the other way around. But given the choice, I'll take capitalism. At least that way, my future is up to me.
Okay, then. On with the show.
Let's move along now with the so-called educational part of this big broadcast.
Twisted History.
Oh, boy.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Oh, I know.
Some cool, some not so cool.
Exciting.
Just the same. You need to know your Twisted History.
Well, that's the theory.
You might be quizzed.
Yeah, right. Okay, kids. It was on this day in 1906, the HMS Dreadnought British ship, the first of a revolutionary new breed of battleships, was christened. And Dreadnought, meaning fear not. And that meant that any free space on the ship had a gun on it. And the entire ship was made of armor. Really? And the term was also used to describe a class of battleship. There were several of them built, but there's only one surviving dreadnought ship on the planet today, and that is the Battleship Texas. And it's in Galveston now, being restored. And it was on this day in 1996, IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov in chess for the first time. But by the time Kasparov was done with the computer, there wasn't enough of it left to assemble a usable circuit board. Well, you'd have to have been living under a rock not to understand that a lot of things are going on in Washington right now. Obviously, this Trump administration is way different from the previous Trump administration. It's like I'd said before, the man has spent the last 4 years, perhaps more, just preparing for his return to the White House. He's gone in with none of the naivete. He understands full well now what he's been dealing with and what he was dealing with during his first term. Typical businessman, learns from his mistakes, and he remembers his mistakes vividly, indelibly. So now he's in the process of purging the government, I guess. Yeah, I can't think of a better word for it. And just days after revoking Joe Biden's access to classified information and secure federal buildings, because he doesn't trust him, Trump said his new top target is ex-Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who orchestrated the Dirty 51 letter. Do you remember that? That was a letter where you had 51 former intelligence officials on the eve of the 2020 election sign this letter that Donald Trump should not be elected. Well, this infamous missive falsely claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop, the contents of which the New York Post revealed was Russian disinformation. Now, Blinken's security clearances are going to be revoked following the same presidential directive aimed at Biden and the 51 ex-agents last week. And Trump told the New York Post in an exclusive interview, he's a bad guy. Take away his passes. He says, this is to take away every right they have, revoking security clearances, including they can't go into federal buildings. Well, this is something that, well, probably was long overdue, but certainly necessary. And Trump is purging the government of 8 people right now. And the list is going to get longer. I can pretty well assure you of that. But here are the people who are losing their security clearances. Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Anthony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Andrew Wiseman, Mark Zaid, and Norm Eisen. These are starters. But right now, they're forbidden from walking inside any limited access federal building. So the move is on to clean up the government. And of course, the left, you know, they're just screaming like a bunch of stuck pigs, as we knew they would. I mean, this is not news to you or me, right? We knew they were going to behave this way. We also know that in the future, the demonstrations are going to get more violent and going to get nasty. In fact, already you've got people like Chuck Schumer calling for violence. The man right now, this very moment, should be in jail for insulting, for inciting violence, inciting rioting. But it'll come to that. Don't worry. Come this summer. Right now, the only reason we're not seeing massive rioting is because the weather's too cold. And these so-called dedicated leftists don't like to riot in cold weather. So they'd rather wait until summer comes along. Then they'll be out burning buildings and stopping traffic and that sort of thing. And you know, my pragmatic advice to you is when you encounter these people, do what you feel you must. But I'm not going to advocate violence. I will not advocate violence because it runs counter to my psyche. I mean, the whole idea behind reelecting Donald Trump is no new wars under this guy. And he's going to be firm with foreign actors. He's going to be firm with China and Russia. He's going to be firm with Ukraine. Tell him, look, we don't have an open checkbook for you anymore. You have to justify your needs. That is a subject right there, Ukraine, that's going to get pretty interesting over the next year. Going to get real interesting. And I would hasten to say that a year from now, you won't recognize the relationship between the United States and Ukraine. Because a year from now, it's not going to resemble the relationship that was established under the Biden administration. You can be sure of that. Joe Rogan the other day said something very interesting. To kind of put things into perspective, leading into this very violent era that I believe we're heading into with these extreme leftists. And it's still yet to be determined how we're going to deal with these people, but we have to deal with them. But here's what Joe Rogan had to say, very interesting.
What's fascinating right now is we're getting a chance to see what happens when you take a business approach to the government in mm-hmm. the White House. Mm-hmm. We're seeing right now with this whole USAID thing, people are freaking out. The same people that say we need radical change.
Right.
We need radical change. We've got corruption. We need radical change. Okay, well, here's your radical change. We can't just be spending all our tax money on nonsense.
Man, if you're not listening to Joe Rogan, you're really missing out. The guy is truly brilliant, and he has great guests on. I mean, think about it. This is the guy who managed to book Donald Trump for 3 hours just prior to the election. Great stuff. But just be prepared. There will be violence, I think, this summer, all over the country. Perhaps it's unfair to say all over the country. There are going to be certain areas that are going to be hot spots. But there'll be here in Texas, for instance, there already have been some demonstrations in Austin, but nothing really big. But we're going to have to figure out, as a nation, how we're going to deal with this stuff. Because these people on the left, they are the true threat to American security, to national security. They're a threat because they are so angry. You've seen how people with Trump derangement syndrome behave. You've seen what they're willing to do, the extents to which they're willing to go to upset this system that we're trying to put in place. And they're just extremely angry that these gravy-trained jobs within the government are going away. One of the key areas where these leftists are going insane is, this DOGE concept. Department of Government Efficiency headed up by none other than Elon Musk, who was appointed. He was not elected. And that's their argument. The people on the left, these crazies, are saying Elon Musk wasn't elected. Well, all right. You want to pursue that argument a little bit? Kamala Harris wasn't elected. She was not primaried prior to becoming presidential candidate on the Democrat ticket. So, just arm yourself when it comes time to have to deal with these lefties. I don't know if you ever have to, but if you do get in some of these conversations, understand that every complaint they have about our side, let's call it what it is. It's our side. There's our side and then there's their side. And every complaint that they have about our side can be met and beaten back very easily. Just stick to the facts. That's all there is to it. Now, one of the most significant changes is going to be the requirement now in the future that, in fact, I guess from here on out, that all outgoing government payments include a payment categorization code. Now, Musk said Saturday that the Department of Government Efficiency, again, that's DOGE, and the U.S. Treasury Department have agreed on new anti-fraud measures aimed at preventing tens of billions of dollars in fraudulent government entitlement payments each year. This has been going on for decades, but now it looks like it's finally coming to a stop. Now, in a February 8th statement, that would be Saturday, shared on social media, Musk described the scale of the problem as utterly insane, citing estimates that at least $50 billion annually is being lost, vaporized, due to improper payments, including funds going to individuals without Social Security numbers or even temporary ID numbers. Imagine that. Now, how long has this been going on? I think that is yet to be determined, but it would be fair to assume that, yeah, it's probably gone on for decades. So Musk, who's the actual leader of DOGE, has been designated a special government employee by President Trump, revealed in the post that Treasury officials estimated that $100 billion in annual entitlement payments may be going to individuals without verifiable identification. Wow. Now, in a discussion with Treasury personnel, Musk said he asked for an estimate of how much of that is obvious and unequivocal fraud. And the consensus was that at least half, $50 billion per year or around $1 billion per week is fraudulent. And then he wrote, "This is utterly insane and must be addressed immediately." And then he added that the DOGE team and Treasury, Department of the Treasury, have jointly agreed to a series of reforms. Of course, you understand, too, another thing that's taking place here with the Trump administration that didn't take place in the first term, and that is the purging of all these departments. Now, Trump people are going to be running the various departments. Great example, Pete Hegseth over there running the Pentagon. Thank God. So, one of the most significant changes is going to be the requirement that all outgoing government payments include a payment categorization code. And according to Musk, these codes are essential for financial audits. Yet, they're frequently left blank, making it nearly impossible to track where taxpayer dollars are going. And the fact that this is happening at all is just mind-boggling. So under the new rules, every payment is also going to need to include a rationale in the comment field. Boy, hard to believe that that hasn't been the case up until now. And then again, maybe not so hard to believe. Currently, several government payments lack any explanation at all, making it almost impossible to assess their legitimacy. And Musk says that while he emphasized that no judgment is going to be applied to these rationales at this stage, requiring at least some justification for payments is expected to serve as a deterrent against waste and fraud. Another reform involves more effective implementation of Treasury's Do Not Pay list, which is meant to prevent payments to fraudulent entities, deceased individuals, for instance, suspected terrorist fronts, and other entities or people who shouldn't be paid by federal agencies. And Musk said that this list hasn't been strictly enforced, with some payments still being made to flagged entities. He also pointed out that it can take up to a year for names to be added to the list, calling for weekly or even daily updates to prevent ongoing fraud. Now, is this possible? I would argue that yes, in the computer age that we live in, this is very possible. So, there's a lot more to this, and Musk is going to dig in deeper. He said that the above super obvious and necessary changes will be implemented by existing longtime career Treasury employees, not anyone from DOGE. And his remarks in this regard align with Treasury Department Scott Bessent's insistence that DOGE members have read-only access to Treasury data and that they've not been tinkering with sensitive payment systems at the department. Now, the development, this development comes as DOGE focuses its cost-cutting and efficiency-enhancing efforts at several different federal agencies, including Treasury, as part of the Trump administration's broader aim of reducing deficits and eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse from government. Imagine that. If somebody had told you a couple of years ago that we were going to start eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse from the government, you know, what would your response be? Probably a good belly laugh and the words, good luck. Now, understandably, Republicans have praised DOGE's efforts to identify government waste, while Democrats have, of course, denounced the body's actions as an abuse of power. Oh, and I can hear Chuck Schumer, being the loudest in the bunch. But they're decrying this as an abuse of power and its operations as skirting congressional oversight. And there actually have been protests over DOGE by members of Congress, federal employee unions. Oh, you can bet on them. It's like I said last week. You know, this is one of the biggest mistakes that we, the American people, ever made, was to allow federal employees to unionize. I mean, we lost control of our government when that happened. So, we had a judge recently block DOGE's access to the personal financial data of millions of Americans at the Treasury Department. And I'm going to play devil's advocate here at the moment, and I think that's probably a good thing. But this guy Bessent recently defended DOGE's actions at Treasury. He said in an interview with Bloomberg that the DOGE team is made up of highly trained professionals and not some roving band running around doing things, possibly in reference to claims by the critics that DOGE has embraced and is applying the adage move fast and break things, which is part of the Silicon Valley startup culture of being innovative, nimble, and disruptive. But Bessent said of DOGE's work at Treasury, he said, this is methodical, and it's going to yield big savings. It's going to have to. And then in a follow-up post on Saturday, Musk said that the reason no action was taken under prior Treasury leadership to tackle the $50 billion or more in fraudulent government payments is complacency. He wrote, nobody in Treasury management cared enough before. I do want to credit the working level people in Treasury who've wanted to do this for many years, but have been stopped by prior management. Everything at Treasury was geared towards complaint minimization. Wow. Interesting stuff. And just think about it. We're only, 3 weeks into this administration. It's pretty darn clear that this second Trump administration bears little resemblance to the first one, and that's the way it should be. I mean, I don't want to get too redundant, but this man learned an awful lot since that first time around, and he had 4 years during the Biden administration to sharpen his knives, and he did. He sharpened every one of them. So, let's review some of the things that have gone on. He's revoking those security clearances of those eight deep state operatives that I outlined in the first segment. And it's really funny how he's responding to the Dems who were trying to stop this DOGE, this Department of Government Efficiency. He just referred to them. He kind of blows them off. He says, they're just lunatics. And he's right. And I don't know if you heard, but the USAID's headquarters in D.C. just lost their lease. And Border Patrol is moving into the building. In fact, they've been spending the weekend doing that. So, pretty amazing. The only glitch in that is that there's a judge who temporarily blocked Trump's administration from placing some USAID employees on leave. They'll hash that out one way or another, I'm sure. But Trump fired the head of the agency that oversaw the Mar-a-Lago classified documents raid. And it's just amazing. And then even over on CNN, this guy, this socialist, Van Jones, admitted, he says, Trump is not an idiot. And he was on the air over the weekend lamenting the fact that the Democrats underestimated him. Well, the Democrats underestimated him because the Democrats aren't capable of looking at life pragmatically. Look at the things that they stand for. The very fact that the Democrat Party, which at one time was really a pretty good party, was a long time ago. But you mean to tell me that today's Democrat Party resembles in any way, shape, or form the Democrat Party that existed in JFK's day? Harry Truman's day? Yeah. So there you go. And the Democrat Party, over the last 12, 15 years, has done nothing but devoted itself to becoming more and more radical leftist. So yeah, when Trump refers to them as lunatics, the man is right on target. So you've got people like, for instance, Slick Newsom, Gavin Newsom out there in California. Here he gets all this federal money from Donald Trump and then turns around and earmarks a bunch of California money to fight Trump's agenda, Trump's national agenda. I mean, this guy Newsom doesn't know it yet, but he's toast. He has spit in his mess kit professionally one too many times, and the end of his political career is nigh. As I watch what's going on now with this new Trump administration, I have a few anxiety pangs that just kind of arise out of the headlines. For instance, I'm truly hoping that Pam Bondi, the new AG, is going to go after Merrick Garland. Because Merrick Garland, especially in his handling of the J6 internees, let's call them what they are, the man was corrupt. The man was doing Joe Biden's bidding. Who are we kidding? It wasn't Joe Biden. It was Barack Obama. Obama was running that administration, right? So it was Merrick Garland who was doing Obama's bidding and carrying everything out probably to the letter of Obama's decrees. That's how the man operated. Remember what he said? He said, I wish I could orchestrate things from a distance without having to be the president. In other words, this man wanted to be a puppet master, and he has been. He's been a very effective one, too. When you look at the damage done to this country and the free world by default, okay, when you look at the damage that was done in the last 4 years, it's very apparent that Obama has been the puppet master he's always wanted to be. And that's why he panicked when it became pretty obvious that Donald Trump was going to win this election. All the Democrats, all the Obama bots panicked. And they're in panic mode right now because now they're in a situation where, gee, they just might face prosecution. Let's pull a few names. How about Maxine Waters? You think that maybe she might be charged with, I don't know, I could come up very easily with something, and that would be incitement to riot. Remember the bullhorn incident? How about Adam Schiff? All the lying this guy did to try to frame Donald Trump over bogus charges. And remember how Schiff would say, we have all the evidence. We have all the evidence. You'll hear it soon. We still haven't heard the evidence that he claimed he had. That guy's a lying sack of crap. So it's going to be very interesting to see if this new administration, this new Trump administration, is going to delve into some of these areas. Nancy Pelosi needs to be looked into. Insider trading, probably the least among her many, many infractions. But Pelosi, corrupt as they come, we have to pass the bill so that we can see what's in it. Come on. I mean, hopefully, once and for all, this BS is over. But better still, hopefully the Justice Department, our new Justice Department, under the guidance of Pam Bondi, who has proven herself ready, willing, and very able to do things, hopefully she'll pursue these people, these criminals from the last administration. Let's head on over to the Comedy Corner and Debbie Gutierrez.
I'm a wife and a mommy. I'm just happy to be out of the house. Yeah! I didn't even tell my family I was leaving. I just left. Oh, by round of applause, who are mommies? Ladies, where are you? Yay! All right, you're my people. If we were a gang, we belong in a gang. This would be our gang sign. It'd be like... Ladies only, not wives or mommies. Woo! You can clap, always a happier crowd. Look at you, woo! Because you're wide awake. Oh my God, you guys are darling. Look at you. What's your name right there?
I'm Abby.
Abby? How old are you, Abby?
I'm 18.
18, everybody. Abby's 18. Abby's this mini. You haven't lived until your husband helps you put on underwear like this. My husband acts like he's guiding a plane. Come on, girl, you can do it. Come on, girl, don't step in the crotch. Remember, you flung yourself across the bedroom. Shut up and help me put on my underwear. Yeah, so I'm a mom, and I'm a real mom. I'm not one of those Nordstrom moms. You know those Nordstrom moms, and they always have kids like named Ashley or Bailey or whatever, and they're negotiating with the baby at Nordstrom's, you know, Ashley, honey, not here. Ashley, honey, mommy needs you to regroup, focus, let's make better choices. Right, I'm a real mom like you ladies. I take my kids to Big Lots. I say, I can spank you here. So I have a teenager, right? You can never say the right thing to them. This is all she says to me. That's it. I don't even know what that means, right? And then I'll tell her to do things. Hey, can you clean your room? Can you clean your bathroom? Can you, you know, help me out with some housework here? And she's like, why are you so obsessed with me? Teenagers. And then I have a middle school boy. Oh, yes, right. They're a whole nother breed of people, middle school boys. And remember when they loved you? Remember when they were little moms and they loved you and they would tell you, I love you, I love you. And I would tell my son, I would yell at him, I love you. And he'd go, I love you too, mommy. And I'd say, oh, mommy loves you more. And he'd go, no, mommy, I love mommy more. So I tried it the other day. He said, I love you. And he goes, I love you too, mom. I said, I love you more. And he goes, you got me there.
Get on out there and make it a Marvy Monday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's bombastic blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And you be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.